This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. To another hour of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for that, folks. We appreciate it very much. Somebody texted during the break and said, I've heard folks talk about Measure 2 as in favor. I know Ed Schaefer is against it. Can you get him on? The answer is yes. Assuming his very busy schedule allows, we will do that before Election Day. If there's anything else in a particular race that I've probably heard more about the measures than any candidate, to tell you the truth, let us know, and we will do our best to get a discussion going on that. It's one of the reasons I wanted to do the tax plan, because every rally for Trump and every parking lot, I don't know what you call that with Joe Biden, literally this weekend, his applause lines, he gets like two honks of a car. Honk, honk. Whatever that is, you hear him talking about tax plans, so we're going to deal with that today as well on the program. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Our friend Grover Norquist is here. Grover is the president of the Americans for Tax Reform, probably top five easy best tax experts in the country on tax policy, and so we wanted to compare the Trump plan and the Biden plan, and compare their rhetoric a little bit as well. Grover, nice to have you back. How are you?
Delighted to be with you.
Good to catch up with you as well. So here, I just got to start with one that bugs the living daylights out of me. You know, everybody got a tax cut under Trump. And how that can be a bad thing, I have no idea. I think that's something to celebrate. And people obviously felt it, and it worked its wonders in the economy. Joe Biden continually says, hey, you know, we're raising taxes on everybody over $400,000 a year, and acts as if that will only impact people that make $400,000 a year, forgetting how many businesses are in that, forgetting how many less jobs there will be. I mean, that's a job killer, is it not?
It is, but it's also a tax increase on millions of Americans. Joe Biden has said many things. We have him on videotape at our website, HER.org, and I tweet out regularly a list of about 22 times that Biden and his vice presidential candidate, running mate, have both said they're going to abolish the entire Trump tax cut. Now, sometimes they say we're not going to raise taxes on anyone who earns more than $400,000 a year, but they've also said they're going to repeal the entire Trump tax cut for a family of four, the median income family of four. It's a $2,000 tax increase. Okay, somebody makes about $70,000 a year, family of four, $2,000 tax increase. A single parent with one child, median income about $40,000, that's a $1,300 tax increase, because you got a $1,300 tax increase from the Trump Republican tax cut. Taking that all away raises your taxes as a single parent $1,300, raises your taxes as a median income family of four by $2,000. In addition, if you ever paid the alternative minimum tax, that was wiped away, except for the top 200,000 people. Under Trump and the Republicans, it was hitting about 5 million people, and it will move up to 30 million if you don't do something about it. So that's a tax on 5 million people. That's not 1% of anything. That's a lot of people, and if you've been hit by the alternative minimum tax, you know what that does. 5 million Americans under Biden and Obama were hit by something called the Obamacare penalty tax. That was to punish you for not buying Obamacare, to force you, say, if you don't buy Obamacare, we will tax you between $695 and $2,000. It doesn't get you Obamacare, by the way. It punishes you for not buying Obamacare. 5 million Americans were hit by that. Three-quarters of that 5 million earned less than $50,000. Presidential candidate Biden has twice on video that I've seen and shared with people said, you know, you're going to bring that back? He said, yes, you will bring back a tax on 5 million Americans, three-quarters of which earn less than $50,000 a year. So when his staff says, I'm never raising taxes on people who make more than $400,000, they're lying. They're just lying because he has told us again and again. And when he tells you how much money he's going to get by repealing the Trump tax cut, he says $1.9 trillion. What is that? That's all of it. That's all of it. Okay. So he's counting on all that money from middle income people, the tax cuts that middle income people got. He's taken that all away. Why do we think he would lie? Because in 2008, when he and our friend Mr. Obama were running for president and vice president, they lied then. They said they would not raise taxes on anyone who earned less than $250,000 a year. Then they raised taxes on people who smoke cigarettes, average income, $40,000 a year. Then they turned around and did the taxes in Obamacare on your flexible savings account. That got taxed. For poor people with high costs of health care, they raised taxes on you by reducing what you could deduct if you were hit by particularly expensive health care costs. They raised taxes on medical devices, okay? So if you ever had to use a medical device for anything you did, you paid for that. They raise taxes on insurance that you buy, okay? That tax isn't on the insurance company. That tax is on you when you buy insurance. And they, so again and again, they would tax lower and middle-income people. You've seen Biden say he wants to have an energy tax on all forms of energy, like a VAT. They said the value-added tax, which so cripples the European economies. And every time you used energy, when somebody drive something, when the Amazon people drive something to your door, that's going to cost more because they're raising the price of gasoline. An energy tax is a gas tax, and it's a tax on home heating oil, and it's a tax on electricity, and it's a tax on all travel and all communications, because all of that uses energy in a civilized, grown-up society. So those taxes will particularly hit middle-income people. And he's going to say, oh, no, you didn't pay for that. That's not a tax increase on you. That's a tax increase on the gallon of gas. Really? Gas-based taxes? What are you talking about? Is cigarette taxes? Yeah, the cigarettes pay those taxes. You know, the vaping taxes. You know, there's no end to the way he is going to hit middle income. I left one out. He says now he wants to raise taxes on corporate income tax, right? That was 35% under Biden and Obama. We took it down to 21. At 35, it was the highest corporate income tax in the world. China, communist China, takes 25% of what you earn. We took 35. Stupider, dumber than communist China. Germany, 25. So around the world, everyone's corporate income tax was lower than ours. And then we go, how come companies leave? How come people invest in China, not America? Because of the Obama-Biden tax increases, and Biden says he wants to bring those back. Sometimes he says, well, we'll raise the corporate rate to 28, not all the way to 35, 28. Other times he says, many times he says he's going to go the whole way. But whether it's 28 or 35, it's worse than China. Worse than China. Worse than China. Okay? So you don't have to get into some conspiracy theory about China wants them in. Of course that China wants them in. Because he's going to raise taxes and push investment and capital and jobs to China by raising our taxes on us, on American companies and American citizens, just as he has happened when he was in charge under Obama and Biden. And your 401k, which shot up 56% because Trump cut taxes, that's going to shrink back down again. Because when you tax corporate income, you make the stock worth less, and everything inside your 401k becomes less valuable.
I realize COVID made this argument more difficult, but everything you just described from the Trump tax plan made the case beautifully that all of us said before it was passed it would do in the way of helping the economy and jobs and everything else. And shouldn't we be using this as a prime example of this does exactly what we said? You lower taxes on everybody, and look what the economy does. Look how many more jobs come back. Look at the tax burden on Americans. It worked, right?
And even COVID has not confused all Americans. When they ask, are you better off than you were 4 years ago, 60% of Americans say yes. Now, what do you mean? We've got COVID, we've got these shutdowns, we've got these Democratic governors going crazy. Well, in the 1 year from 18 to 19, the first year of the tax cut, 18-19, the median income in the United States went up 6.8%. which means the vast middle class saw their pay compensation go up 6.8%. That is a larger increase in 1 year than all 8 years of Obama and Biden. But they only got two-thirds of that in 8 years. 1 year under the tax cut, and people are still better off. I mean, jobs are coming back. Half the jobs are back after people shut the economy down rather foolishly, but the governors did that. The president didn't do that. Governors did that. And the governors, some governors choose to keep it shut down, I think, for political purposes, because it has nothing to do with science or health anymore. So they know better than that. You don't have to keep it shut down. You need to be careful. But the jobs and the income, and again, it's coming back as we open the economy. It's fundamentally front. Biden wants to undo all that progress.
Yeah, let's talk about what would happen under a Biden tax plan and a, you know, other side of COVID as you're coming out of that. You know, what our economy would look like versus what Trump's continuation would do. We'll do that when we come back with Grover Norquist from Americans for Tax Reform. Mark and Bismarck, Sean and West Fargo, will get you in too, and we have more from Fix It for an Auto Care and Ministry coming.
Being a caregiver for an aging loved one takes its toll over time. Coordinating appointments, financial responsibility, and wondering what will come next is stressful. Northland Pace Senior Care Services has helped many aging adults live at home as long as safely possible by providing the care they need. All health care, rehab, social work services, and more, your loved one will be fully cared for when they're with Northland Pace Senior Care Services. Located throughout North Dakota online at northlandpace.com.
PetroServe USA, home to home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus a great deal on drinks. Any size drink, 79 cents. Coffee, fountain pop, cappuccino, and Lewis and Clark. Come on in to PetroServe USA. Nestle Pure Life Water, 28 packs for $3.99. Jack Link's Extra Tender for $3.59. Two KTO Liquid Shots for $10. Or three 5-Hour Energy for $4 each. PetroServe USA, great specials all month long. Tell them Scott sent you.
Jeff is back from Collins & Kroc. So, Jeff, what makes Collins & Kroc different than the other financial advisors that are out there?
We can really tell our client's story.
What do you mean by that?
We sit down, we learn about what's most important to you and your family, your job. What do you want to do with the rest of your life? After we do all that and figure out what's important to you, then we develop an investment strategy to meet those goals and objectives. Most advisors want to tell their story and how great they are. We want to hear about how great our clients are. The more we learn about our clients and what's their story, the more we can help them. At Collins & Kroc, we want to know your story.
Call the advisors at Collins & Kroc today and tell them your story. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kroc is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Service Advisors, Inc. 300 NP Avenue, downtown Fargo, Suite 108. Call Collins & Kroc at 701-235-0119.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Got a fun story on the 250th car donated at Fix It Forward Ministry, Fix It Forward Auto Care. I'll tell you about that coming up here in just a little bit, broadcasting live. Wrapping up our conversation with Grover Norquist of Americans for Tax Reform. So paint me a picture, a quick one, but a snapshot of, you know, if Biden were to win and we have, you know, the COVID funk we have, what kind of economy are we going to have a year in?
look good because taking the corporate rate up will drive investment away from the United States, and companies will go back to leaving the United States rather than moving to the United States. And your life savings in your 401k or IRA will become smaller. We've seen the jump in income that people have. We've seen more people working, historic lows for unemployment. The various things that Biden has said he wants to do, raising the minimum wage basically makes it a crime for young people to get their first job. And then you can't get the first job in order to get the second job. Tearing out the bottom rungs of the ladder as people step forward. On one of the things that's tied to how well people can do is they've decided to declare war on charter schools. They want to shut down the charter schools. This is Biden's position, no federal support for charter schools because they compete with the unionized teachers that funded Biden. And so he's decided he's going to go after private schools. He's going to go after homeschooling. And their first target there is charter schools, 3 million kids who are in charter schools now.
I hope folks are making a list here. Do you think the Trump campaign has done a good enough job to, you know, paint that picture? I know there's so much to cover in any campaign, but in the closing 2 weeks, this should be a big part of the argument, shouldn't it?
It should, and there are two problems. One is the president's lack of discipline. He should say five things and go home. Instead, he likes to talk for an hour having fun, but that means the press then can decide what he said that day, okay? Reagan used to give the same speech every day and change one sentence in it and during a campaign. And that sentence was the day's news, okay? And they could either cover what he always says or they could cover that day's news. President Trump, doesn't speak from a speech. He says many, many things. And then the press decides, what's the thing that you could take out of context? Or, even though it was one thing in an hour, argue, the president's obsessed with us. Why? Because he said it in a one-hour speech where he said 200 other things, right? But we say he's obsessed and focused on this. And the press gets to choose. If you talk too long to somebody in the press, the reporter gets to decide what you said because you give them so many options. And guess what? They pick the thing that least makes you look attractive, unless it's Biden. And that's, Biden comes out in the morning, talks for a few minutes, either takes no questions or a softball, and walks out the door and says, Remember, there's a lid on it. They used to announce, it's 9:15 in the morning, and you will not be seeing Biden again all day. Part of that was because he's just not very good at speaking. And his policies, if you asked questions, are so left-wing that he would lose voters because you would have. At some point, some reporter would actually ask, why do you hate kids who go to charter schools? What do you got against homeschooling? Why do you want to ban vaping for people who are stopping cigarette smoking? Why do you hate people?
Because you can't ask questions. Come on, man. You can't ask me about charter schools. He just tells them what they can ask and what they can't ask.
And the other reporters sit there and take that. This is an election where the press has really decided that, it was unfair of them 4 years ago not to have helped Hillary win. And they will never forgive themselves for not carrying her across the finish line.
Oh, my gosh. You can't make it up. Grover, keep up the good work. America's Tax Reform does some great work, and he's 100% right on all this tax policy. This is a stark difference and one that's going to make a big difference into what we have for 2021. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You got it. Thanks.
Take care. Grover Norquist with us. Now Jeremy Jensen. Jeremy's the founder of Fix It Forward Ministry and a vice president here with us on the program today, live and direct from Fix It Forward Ministry and Fix It Forward Auto Care. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, I'm doing wonderful. Thanks very much. So, big milestone for the ministry, 250 cars given away.
It's amazing.
A pretty exciting day, isn't it?
It is. Looking back, we never thought we would have been here, but we've been blessed, and here we are.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So, tell me a little bit about what will happen today.
So we're going to give away car 250, and each of those cars has a really cool life story behind it, and there's a couple different aspects of it. And the individual that this car is going to, she is currently staying at the YWCA, coming from a difficult situation. She's leaving an abuser, so she's fleeing from domestic violence, and she has no vehicle. So getting to work, getting her young daughter to school and those appointments is becoming a really big roadblock for her, a big challenge. So in kind of her words, you know, summing up what this vehicle would mean to her, getting this vehicle, she said, is going to give me independence as well as security, because this abuser of hers is stalking her and harassing her, and she's just having great difficulty freeing herself from that situation. And this is going to be that one of those key pieces that's going to get her that independence and freedom.
Wow.
Get her back on her feet.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
It really is. That's great. And you want me to tell the rest of the story, don't you?
I do. I was looking at you going, you know, there's something else really cool about Car 200. And when I talked about, you know, two different pieces of that story, I'd like you to, from the donor side of that, tell that story of what it's like to be on the donation
side.
Yeah,
so first of all, we didn't donate the car to get any kind of publicity or talk about it at all. But, it, you know, we appreciate the work you guys do here. We appreciate the fact that you have a ministry. This is just really neat. And my wife, for one reason or another, has had some tough times with vehicles. So we're trying to get, you know, one working and decided when is the time to swap this one out and go to that one. And so, you know, it kind of became clear that we were going to have you fix one and the other was just done, right? And so we said that we'd like to donate it. So, but you know what's funny about that is that, you know, that made me feel good, but it's just kind of like, okay, you know, that's problem taken care of, right? I mean, you guys are going to take care of it and somebody good's going to get it, and we like that. That's great. But the story you just told me now makes it so much better. You couldn't buy that. That's worth thousands of dollars to give your vehicle away and know that's how it's being used.
Yes.
That's phenomenal.
Yes, it is.
So it makes us feel really good. So that's great news. Yeah.
Yep.
Anything to help. And that's what this is all about. These are impact stories, aren't they?
Absolutely, absolutely.
You have other impact stories that stick with you?
I do. I, you know, looking back, this is probably one of my favorites. It was early on in the ministry. Matt and I went. It was a blistering cold February morning, icy parking lots, and we were picking up a van that had no brakes, which in and of itself is difficult enough, but you throw in cold and ice, and it was just a bearcat to get this thing loaded on the trailer and back to the shop. And we got it up there and pulled it up in the hoist, and we're trying to figure out what was going on with the brakes. And it was one of those moments where, as a car guy, you look at it and you go, huh, how did they get this bad? Right? What brought it to this point? These things had to be grinding for months and months to get to this point. So we fixed the brakes. We also noticed it had no heat, so we fixed the heat. And we brought it back to this single mom. And the words she said, just, they're kind of tough to get through. She looked at us and she said, you know, my brakes have been bad. I know that they were bad. They've been bad for months. She said, but I had a decision to make. I could fix my brakes or I could feed my kids. And that was kind of one of those moments where it just hits you right between the eyes and says, this is why you're doing it.
This is why you're doing it. No kidding. And folks, you can participate in those impact stories and make a difference to the Fix It Forward ministry. That's why we're here today. Vehicle number 250 going out the door. Pretty darn cool. Jeremy, thanks for sharing those stories. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
More coming up from Fix It Forward after this. Don't go away.
This fall, Pipers Auctioneers has all your land and equipment needs covered. Join Pipers for these upcoming auctions, including the 15th annual Western Dakota Land Auction, offering 5,000 acres in these eight counties of Montreal, Dunn, Billings, Grant, Henninger, Adams, and Slope County, North Dakota, and Perkins County, South Dakota. Also, Pipers will be offering a cabinetry business liquidation auction in Fargo, and exceptional farm retirement and equipment auctions in Harvey, Gackle, and Steele, North Dakota, and Sioux Falls, South Dakota. For full inventory and details on dozens of land and equipment auctions throughout the Upper Midwest, log on to Pipers.com.
Now you can pair monster power with total control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors. With the Auto Command CVT from New Holland, this transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just with a controller, gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe said on Monday there is no evidence tying the Hunter Biden laptop to Russian disinformation. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows pushes back on the allegation as well.
I'm not aware of any Russian disinformation campaign that would involve these emails or this laptop. No defensive briefing, to my knowledge, has been given. And so all of this narrative that is out there that would suggest that it's not real, that's the disinformation.
Meadows speaking there on Fox News. Those comments contrary to claims from House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff of California. The Supreme Court will consider two cases on immigration policy and the border wall. One case involves the Trump administration's policy that people seeking asylum in the United States remain in Mexico while their cases are pending. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Serve USA, great spot for lunch today. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Valley City location, beef tips and gravies, scallop potatoes and ham. Exit 292 off I-94, Valley City. That's, bar none, best convenience store in North Dakota. It's just a fabulous location. If you haven't stopped there, make that your stop. You're going to love it. Harwood has sausage potato today. Beef stroganoff, a special West Main Avenue, West Fargo, and cheese enchiladas, 12th Avenue North, I-29, Fargo. All those are great PetroServe USA home cooking specials. Two sides in a bun come with the special, so it's a great deal. And also, any size drink, 79 cents. Monday means any fresh baked muffin for just 99 cents. Those are fantastic, too. At PetroServe USA. You tell them Scott sent you. All right. You let me know when the Lieutenant Governor is locked in there, Daniel. And I'm going to chat with Mark and Bismarck here. Mark, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear. Go ahead.
Fantastic. Thanks for the show. Hey, I just wanted to touch base, give a little context. I'm a respiratory therapist for about 25 years. And regarding the bed capacity question, working in a hospital, the big difference between the last run of COVID back in April, May, June, and this one is that a lot of the hospitals stopped elective surgeries. So now all those surgeries are back in play. So we have what are called bed alerts. And the hospitals are full on a regular basis about this time of year. So it's not, you know, it doesn't surprise me that gentleman that called earlier said he had trouble finding a bed for his wife, because a lot of times we'll have two or three bed alerts during the week, which will say the hospital is almost at capacity and they urge the doctors to discharge patients if they can, you know, if the patients are stable or whatever. But that makes a big difference on whether beds are available or not. You know, just the fact that all surgeries are going forward now, so.
Yeah, very good point. And, you know, we've tried to convey that it's something they manage, but it's not because of COVID. People keep thinking it's because of COVID. It's not. And as you said, it is a little different
right.
than last time. I'm curious, as a respiratory therapist, I've had other, respiratory therapists tell me, you can't stop and it will not prevent you from getting, coronavirus by wearing a mask. What's your take on it?
Boy, you're opening up a can of worms. I think the best way, stopping a mosquito with the chain link fence is a really good analogy. A couple of other RTs and I were talking. I can't wait until it gets to about 20 degrees and people are wearing the masks outside and they're going to see their breath coming in and out of those masks. That is going to be a really good, I think, an eye opener for people that realize that, you know what, the masks are not the answer. They're, you know, we don't wear them in the hospital unless we have a drop of precaution or, you know, something like that. I think I can't wait until I shouldn't say that I don't want it to be 20 degrees at all, there,
you'll realize.
Yeah.
You'll recognize. Right. No, I appreciate that. And I heard that from not just one, but several respiratory therapists. These are good people who, that, you know, obviously make sure that you're able to breathe and you're able to, you know, keep your oxygen and so I just remember that when you believe you have the end all be all. You don't. So there's other ways to do this. Brent Sanford's our lieutenant governor of the great state of North Dakota, joins us now on our newsmaker line. Hello, Brent. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Doing well. How are you?
Doing good. I thought it was a good time to just kind of catch up on a number of fronts, obviously related to coronavirus. One thing that this last round of changes related to different counties and their caseload with coronavirus going up and the risk category going up, it brings a whole new host of concerns about regulations and concerns. I said this earlier, and I want to just make sure I'm saying this right. Everything from the state of North Dakota is a guideline, is a recommendation. It's not a mandate. Am I right?
Correct. Guidelines. We're trying to pull together best practices, recommendations, guidelines for those that are curious, for those that want to be responsible. And you, when it turns out that people want to do what the governor is suggesting, and then they're asking for questions of, well, what does this mean, 50, when you have an outdoor event where you could seat 2,000? And the answer is, we need to visit with local officials, need to visit with local public health, and that's the guidance that's been given from the governor from the get-go. This isn't a mandate. This isn't a misdemeanor. This is guidelines, recommendations based on the best information we have. And in North Dakota, we feel the light touch. We feel that the voluntary, the individual responsibility is the best way to go. And so that's what we've been doing from the get-go. And there has been consternation about this. We've seen churches went online this weekend. We saw no fans in the stadiums and in the seats, and that was a change. But also these communities are in orange. So what they're saying is, we want to be part of the community and take it serious as well. So a lot of conversation. Fact is, we've got to get these cases down. Today we're going to have some good news. We've been 10% for 6 days. We're going to go down to 8% today. That's good news. And so we've got to keep working ourselves back towards 5% so we can take a breath and move forward with what this is going to look like into the fall and into the winter.
Any advice for businesses on the occupancy, issues related to the change to the risk level?
We're hearing a lot of good stories, like whether you're going every other seat in the businesses, every other pew in the churches, whether they're looking at opening up multiple rooms. I mean, there's a lot of positive examples and stories where they're actually staying in compliance with the recommendations and guidelines. But if you can't, if you feel that you've got a plan that might work, the advice is visit with your local officials, visit with local public health, and then you've got, then you're going to be covered if you're concerned about that. And so that's the suggestion. That's what this means. That's what the North Dakota restart plan is collaborative work at a local level. And we've got mayors meeting with local public health and schools and counties and chamber and local leaders in healthcare and nursing homes. I mean, the more collaboration you have locally, the more you find that there are small things we can do to reduce transmissible moments. And that only helps our rate in the long term.
Talk about the trends and where things are at right now related to the positivity rate, the hospitalization of COVID patients. What are things looking at? Like, what's the trend line?
Well, unfortunately, we've had a little trend upward lately, but we're still in the teens as far as, nationally on a 7-day moving average that the Johns Hopkins website shows that most of your media are going to be looking at. We've gotten to 9.95% now. We've been around that 10% positivity rate for a week, and just knowing that there are still states that are far above us. You're looking at our neighbors within the vicinity are in the 20s and 30% ranges at this time on the positivity rate. There's a lot of positive occurring in the upper Midwest on positivity rate, and so us be holding the line in that 10% point is a good feeling. And if we go back to 8 and stay at 8 and then go back down towards the 5 again, then we've made it through another mini wave. But with all of the proactive work we've done, we feel that we really are pushing that curve down. And hopefully we never get to that point where we see 20%, 30% positivity on our testing in a given day. And so that's the reason for the robust testing, make sure we know where it's at. If there are outbreaks that are heading towards nursing homes and into nursing homes with the employees in those communities where they have nursing homes, et cetera, you know, if there's outbreaks of a lot of positives in the college communities, you know, what can we do? There's a lot of examples in Grand Forks of lessening the hours, lessening the standing around areas within the bars that have actually made a difference and bent the curve down. So we know we're not going to have this curve go to zero at any time soon, but to not have it spike up to the 20 and 30% where we have to have business closures and school closures is our goal. And our schools are open. Our nursing homes are more open than anywhere. If we were following strict federal guidelines at this point, we'd have 12 nursing homes out of our 200 plus available for visitation. Right now there's 195 in visitation. So we're actually very open. We probably don't point that out enough, but we are very open in North Dakota compared to others.
Do me a favor, and I've heard that people that are advocating, like they are in Fargo, and it has repeatedly gone down by the city commission, but there are some people that continue to advocate for a mask mandate, that in states that have them, there is a lower rate than we have right now. Somehow, like, we could be lower if we did a mask mandate. Is the data prove that out?
No, it does not. In our press conference last week, we pointed out that 7 of the states that were higher than us on positivity rate for a 7-day time period have mask mandates. And Wisconsin is one to point out that Wisconsin has been in this plus 20% positivity rate for weeks, and they've had a mask mandate statewide since July. And so it's not proving to be the magic serum. It's something where the governor said at the press conference last week, mask mandates themselves don't work. It's whether people are personally responsible in wearing the mask when they can't social distance. That is what the current science, the current direction, all the guidance we can get from CDC, et cetera, from the health department is, if you're wearing masks and you can't distance, that helps. The mandates don't seem to have an absolute direct effect, which we might not, if you're listening to the media today, you probably wouldn't believe that. But for, you know, and also, and not to pick on our neighbors, but true, Montana has gone from being in the lower rates to they have been higher than us for this last week on positivity rate. They had a little bit of an outbreak as well with a mask mandate in the state. Minnesota is climbing now. They're over 6%. They were sitting at 3% and 4% for quite a while. Now they're at 6%. And Minnesota doesn't test at the same volume as North Dakota does. So who knows what'll happen with their positivity rate as they continue trending into the next week or two. So it's actually the states that are over 5%, which 5% is the green zone, where if you're under 5%, you're saying you're open for reopening, and from the WHO, from the CDC, from all of the health guidance, if you're under 5%, then you consider the full reopening. Whereas 30 states that are above 5, half of them have mask mandates, half do not.
Yeah, it sort of settles that one for sure. I want to talk a little bit about the economy as well. There's sort of a short time left in this segment, but you're spending a lot of time on the future, on the economy. We hear so much about COVID that I think sometimes people feel like, where everything else is on pause. It isn't, is it?
Absolutely not. We have some projects like, building out our gas plant infrastructure out in the western part of the state, that those projects are paused. They're not stopping, but when all of a sudden your production goes from 1,500,000 to 800,000 barrels a day, you don't build another $200 million plant. We've got soybean processing projects. We have ethane processing projects. We have more value-added egg projects coming forward. We've got a lot on the docket. The things, they might have pumped the brakes. They're still moving forward. We have a lot of good news coming. The economy's ready to go in North Dakota, but we have to get past some of these current challenges we have. So that's what we're fighting to do every day.
Take a short break. We'll wrap up this conversation on how the future looks with Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford of North Dakota after this on What's on Your Mind.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause the soil to shift, which ultimately leads to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation needs our help is cracking in your walls or flooring.
Let us help you protect your greatest asset. Go to ramjacknorth.com to learn more. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Fill up with Unlimited 88 and help the third annual Pink at the Pump promotion to raise funds for breast cancer awareness. Participating retailers include PetroServe USA, Bismarck, Castleton, Fargo, Mandan, Valley City, and West Fargo. Cashwise, Bismarck, Fargo, Williston, Valley, Dairy, Grand Fortune, Tesoro, Winemere. 3 cents per gallon of Unlimited 88 sold in October goes to North Dakota Women's Way. Unlimited 88 is a high-performance fuel that is safe for all 2001 and newer vehicles. Choose the Pink Unlimited 88 nozzle in October to support breast cancer awareness. Back to the phones we go. We have Luke on the line from Red Trenchless. Luke, what are you up to today?
Hey, Scott. Today we are around the Bismarck area just kind of getting some materials gathered up for the projects we got going on next week. We'll be in Beulah, still down in that Strasburg area, moving over to Medina as well, actually, the later part of this week. So there's plenty of time to get your guys' projects in this year. I know going into October we're looking pretty busy at the beginning of the month, but at the end of the month, we got some open spots, so if you guys want to get in, get some waterline projects done or any kind of boring you need, just give me a call. We specialize in underground trenchless excavation, basically, so a lot of boring. We'll pull pipe underground without digging, without any mess, any hassle. So you know, basically, you give us a call, any kind of line you need underground that you don't want to make a mess burying, we're your guys.
Call them at 701-204-0404 or Red Drilling. Two D's, reddrilling.com. Thanks, Luke.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. Silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at Silverlungs.com. That's Silverlungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Is powered by Schwann Buick GMC. I told you we're going to get snow season. Did you hear the forecast this week? Are you ready with all-wheel drive with a heated steering wheel in addition to heated seats? Over 100 trucks and SUVs. Most come with Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty. Late model Yukons, Suburbans, Acadias, trucks, all makes and models. Payments to fit every budget, and they need your trade. Stop by and find out what yours is worth. You may be surprised. You're in for the best selection, Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime. Online at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
We continue on the What's on Your Mind at Fix It Forward Ministry, Fix It Forward Auto Care, Driven to Serve. That's where we're at today, broadcasting live, celebrating a great story, 250 vehicles given away. And Matthew Carlson, founder of Fix It Forward Ministry, is going to join us in just a moment to tell us about that. Meantime, we'll finish up our conversation with Brent Safford, Lieutenant Governor of the great state of North Dakota. And so We touched on the economic things that are underway that I think people need to continually hear. You know, what is your overall view of, you know, the future? Is this a thing where the vaccine comes and then we quickly pivot and turn to getting businesses back up and running? I mean, the people I worry most about are the businesses that are just being good soldiers. They're going along, but they're being impacted big time. I mean, and they worry about the future. Should they be worried? What would you tell them about the future?
When you're a small business owner, you're always worried. I had my own small business for 12 years, and it's something where there's no guarantee from day to day. And so any kind of government regulation type thing that comes upon your business environment to reduce the number of visitors into your business is concerning. And so we feel we're empathetic to that. Both Doug and I have been in business for all our lives before coming into these positions, right? And yes, I mean, there's concern. Everyone's concerned. That's why there's so much anxiety around this election and this time and the coronavirus, and everyone's concerned. But we have to know in North Dakota, we are still open for business, even if there's recommendations to reduce capacities. In New York, they just got back to 25% capacity in restaurants after 6 months of being shut down. I don't know how any restaurants continue in that. You can only bring so much federal money and PPP dollars back to the businesses to keep anyone moving when you're not able to be open at all for 6 months. So there's a little silver lining there, but it's not good for a business that's had a severe constraint of revenue in this time. And with total empathy for that and understanding, and there's optimism and hope going forward that we are going to be positioned to be up and running soon. And yes, I hope that if a vaccine is permitted in the rest of this calendar year at some point, that it takes some of the pressure off, takes some of the steam off, so we can actually get back to life and our normal lives and moving forward. And there's a lot of great things happening here. I mean, you've got a really low drilling rig count, but three of those drilling rigs are working on carbon capture projects. One at an ethanol plant, two at ethanol plant. One that's sitting next to a coal plant that uses waste steam for their power. So you'd have a double effect for scoring well on the green scorecards for selling your ethanol to the West Coast if you have carbon capture and you're using waste steam from a coal plant. I mean, we've got another drilling rig that's built drilling a well beside a coal plant to sequester the CO2 so we can have CO2-free lignite power going into the future, right? And we're figuring this out in North Dakota. There's so much great innovation happening. We've got a lot of hope for the future, and these projects are still moving just quietly because there's only one thing dominating the news cycle. So we recognize we need to do a better job of talking about these business opportunities and future and the positives of that we are more open than other states. But, the main goal right now is to get through this time, make sure that we get through the COVID response and keep our state moving forward and saving lives and livelihoods at the same time. And so that's our goal. We're trying to balance these issues every day. There's a balancing act between the COVID response and the keeping communities open and the keeping the economy moving forward and keeping business opportunities moving forward. So we hope that people can latch on to some of the hope and the opportunity for the future and know that we're all in this together.
Great update. Appreciate the time today, Brent. Thanks a bunch. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate the time. Take care.
Answers on a lot of key questions that have come up there from Brent Sanford, Lieutenant Governor, as well. Matthew Carlson is here, founder of Fix It Forward Ministry. Hello, sir. How are you?
We're doing great.
You've got some big news on the horizon because you're going to have a second location.
We are. We're really excited. We've been getting close to capacity on the building we've got here in Moorhead, and we're going to be moving into South Fargo and planning on opening in November. And that doesn't just mean that we're moving our shop over there, but we're going to be able to expand our ministry over there too. So we'll have two locations. We're going to be able to do both the shop and the ministry out of both locations.
Tell me, we've had some great impact stories today from the work you're doing at the Fix It Forward Ministry. Tell me one of your favorites.
Well, people don't always recognize, when you have transportation, you don't always recognize how important it is for people who don't have transportation. You just end up taking it for granted. And we hear so many stories about, the mom that says, hey, I've got kids in in daycare or you know, these early childhood programs, and then I've got kids in school, and I can't get my kids to both of them. You know, if I've got a kid in Head Start and I don't have transportation to Head Start, they have to be there at a certain time, but if I have to wait for my kid to get on the bus for elementary school, then I can't get them to Head Start without transportation. Or you talk to people and they say, hey, you know, now that I've got a vehicle, I can go visit my dad. He's in a retirement home in somewhere out in North Dakota, and I can't just take a bus there. There aren't buses that go to that town. I haven't been able to see him for months. So,
another good one.
So many opportunities.
That's so awesome. It's just not a giveaway. It's just not a tangible item. It's life impacting.
It's life impacting.
So awesome. Thanks for the good work you do here, Matthew. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
Matthew Carlson, by the way, as you heard, they are coming to Fargo, a second location there, right now in Moorhead. Donate those cars. Think of the warmth of those great stories on your heart will be priceless. God bless, folks. See you tomorrow.
When the world changes, you change with it. You push through uncertainty by embracing new rhythms and redefining connection. At Sanford Health, we're standing with you at every point along the way, committed to delivering the care you need when you need it. Because even when your world looks different, you can be confident we've taken every step to keep you safe while you're in our care. Call your local clinic or visit sanfordhealth.org to make an appointment.
Attention Medicare beneficiaries. It's time to get more from your Medicare plan. Plans as low as $0 premium. That's right. Medicare plans available at zero monthly premium, which include vision, dental, and hearing aid reimbursements. Plans with or without prescription drug benefits, and all include free Silver Sneakers gym memberships. Plans that give you the freedom to purchase additional coverage throughout the year should you need it. At no cost. Talk to a licensed Medicare broker now. 877-590-0994. 877-590-0994. Sponsored by Sunderland Group.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.